Okay.
Yeah. Actually, there are some printed pedigree for you to keep. They're all made by the students of Leila, but we'll talk about it later. But first, I would like to thank Michael because he actually saved a lot of time in this lecture. He explained a lot of things I wanted to explain, so we can spend some more time on demo. But let me remind you what LAMP is. LAMP is a combination of GNU Linux, so that's why G here is not pronounced, is silent, Apache web server, MySQL database, and P used to be Perl, but right now some people prefer Python and some people prefer PHP. And one of the and the common theme of many talks today is how to make them all friends with our with our beloved tech. There are several examples we have seen today, and we'll see more. But I want to before I start with my main talk, I wanted to show you another example. It's something we discussed in 2007 at in 2006 actually at Practical Tech. It was an application which did automatic report generation with tech. The idea was it was a big it was a big server for a company which had a lot of customers, and some of the customers like NASA, like Department of Defense, wanted to have exact report what people do and how do people work every day. So engineers would log in, they would put their log of their daily work in the MySQL database, and then we had tech as a back end to process this and to give this to give well typeset reports. This thing works for 8 years with zero administrations and absolutely no problems. Okay, and now our main talk, and as Klaus said, if you are missing pedigrees, here are some for you. Pedigrees are very nice charts. When I started working with Leila about genetic pedigrees, I thought I will do it in half a year or a couple of years, but it's now like 6 years, and we still have a lot of things to do and a lot of things to cover in this. So here is a timeline in tech time, in the sense that I just list some tech conferences we discussed what we did. We created some main algorithms. It turned out that standard tree making algorithms, tree drawing algorithms would not work with pedigrees. We cleaned the interface, we cleaned the typography. And at the conference, at Tech Users Group conference in the last year, we discussed the thing that the only interface we could make was very much like Kava's first interface before he started to talk with real programmers. It was more or less a spreadsheet with spreadsheet value, with spreadsheet data, and people would just fill this and then get pedigrees with charts like this. And not many people are happy filling spreadsheets. So we discussed this a lot, and then Carl said that this is not a problem because instead of reinventing bicycles, why don't you make a web browser and why don't you do this slide? So what we did a web browser. Now I wanted to show you the interface, and this slide is for the case that we don't have connection, but I hope we do have connection. So this is a site of pedigreewarfy.com, and well, it still has spreadsheet like thing, but it's probably easy to do. So let me create a very simple pedigree of myself. Yeah. I have my father. And as far as and he is obviously male, and he was born in 1940. Sorry, 1940. And my mother slide. Female, 1941. And he is me. And I think I'm male, 1964. And let me put also my little brother. Let me put my brother. He was born in 72. Okay, now I want to say that my brother and I are sons of my father, and he is my mother. A0. Let me see. Sorry. Thank you. It's A1. It's A1. It's A0.
Would your program
detect that? I thought about this, but then I thought that there are sex changes and so on, so I don't have any checks for this. And I am proband, so I'm. And this is, we don't need this probably. Okay, unfortunately, the screen is small, but you can see that we have this like this. And I need to say that, okay, I put name on the chart, and I need to agree, and I will talk about this, that I'm basically do it on my own risk. So I hope this will work. If not, we will return to my slides with pedigrees of royal family of England. But, okay, it says he is your pedigree. And we can do this as a tech file, PostScript file, GIF or PNG. Let's take PNG file. I hope it will. Loading. Oh, yes, he is Boris. My brother, this thing means that I'm a proband, that is the person who started the pedigree, and he is my father and my mother. Yes, very simple interface. I hope that anybody is able to understand this. He is a little bit more complicated interface. This is the royal family of England. It has several generations. I spent about 40 minutes pulling the data from Wiki and putting it into this, but I got very nice pedigree. Okay, some challenges. Most security challenges, I want to discuss them, but Michael discussed them, so I just mentioned that tech is too powerful to run on a server unchecked. And here is the same reference that Michael gave us, this famous paper in Usenix about tech-based viruses. Actually, tech is a great language because for any other languages, the time between birth of the language and the first viruses is about a couple of weeks. For tech, it was 32 years, which means that it's very difficult to program in tech. So, okay, our solution was very simple. The solution was, we don't run unchecked tech code on the server. We run it only the code we create ourselves, and it's security true. It might change in the next versions, but right now we just circumvented any security problem. There is another problem that Michael did not have, and we have, and this is a legal problem. And legal problem is this. In US, there are some, and not only in the US, now in Europe, now in Russia too, and everywhere, there are some very strict laws about what you can and what you cannot put about diseases, about medical history, and so on the web. And if we really wanted physicians to use real names of their patients, we should spend probably a lot of money just safeguarding this information. And we don't have this kind of money, and we did not want to bother. So we talked to lawyers, and they said, okay, here is what you should put on your site, which basically says that whoever does this does it in his or her own risk and would not ask anything. And if you don't check this box, trying to make a pedigree. That's what you will get. You will get the same gentle reminder. You must check it, and it will not create a pedigree unless you indemnify us. And I spent some time programming that there will be no shortcuts, and in any way you want to make a pedigree or create a pedigree, you would make this legal challenge. I'm not sure it will survive real legal challenge, but I hope. Okay, a little bit about what's going on under the hood. It's very simple. You have user input, you have Perl, which takes it and creates a tech file, and we have chart in any format. And if you remember what LAMP is, it's GNU Linux, Apache, MySQL, Perl, you will say, where is M here? Because there is no MySQL. There is no MySQL because we did not need a database, but we did not want to cheat you out of M, so that's okay. So what we did. Let me remind you what we do. We have a tech file. From tech we do DVI. From DVI we do PostScript, and then we can do PDF or GIF or PNG. And since we did not want to overload the server, of course, since we have our own tech, we don't have denial of service. We don't have as strong denial of service attacks as Michael probably would have. But still, I did not want to overload the server, so I wanted to say I want to create only those files that are required. If a user wants PDF, I don't want to create GIF. And if a user wants PNG, I don't want to create PDF. How can you do this? And here is M for you. This great Unix utility makefile, which is really smart. You can tell makefile what do you want and how to make it, and makefile what do. So what does our program do? It creates a special subdirectory, it puts there a tech file, and puts there a make file, which takes, which says that if you want DVI, you LaTeX your tech file. If you want PostScript, you do DVI PS. If you want PNG, you want you do it from PostScript and so on. So there is M, and it's very fortunate that make has the same first letter as MySQL. By the way, one little trick which I did not know when I started working with pedigree is, and now I know, I'm very embarrassing because all of you probably will would say that they knew it from the beginning. I did not know what to do when a pedigree chart was too big for standard paper. And then I found out that if you call DVIPS with calculated width and height, you can actually say up to, I think, 5 meters by 5 meters or 100 meters, I think, pedigree. And what I do, I calculate pedigree dimensions in Perl and then supply it to the makefile. It's a very neat trick, and sorry, I did not know, it would save me a lot of time if I knew it in the beginning. And we have another friend, by the way, because if you look at our makefile, here. If you look at this line, PS2Image is a very nice script from GhostScript distribution. So we have another friend, GhostScript, which does all image processing for us. And again, we are very lucky because GhostScript starts with G, so we don't need to change G. Well, it's silent anyway. That's what's under the hood. I will answer questions, but again, thanks to Mike, we have a lot of time to discuss how do users work with this. And now I want I want Leila to take over and explain what we did with this. If you want, actually, maybe probably you probably would be better near the mic.
If cover wishes,
he would be happy.
He can sit somewhere.
Okay, so as you know, I'm not a computer person, not a mathematical person. I'm a medical doctor, and I work at Bashkir State Medical University, which is in Ufa city in Russia. And we did this pilot preliminary study and decided to ask our students if they like the software and the program that we made for them and for the doctors. It was a really small pilot study, and 33 students from our university participated in this pilot study. And our population of students was quite diverse. We had Russian-speaking students and English-speaking students, those who study in English language and in Russian language. And we have students from different years of study. We had students from the first year of study, and we had students from the fourth year of study. Most of them answered these questionnaires when they were studying either neurology or genetics or biology as subjects. So we made a questionnaire, and we asked them several simple questions, and they had either to tick the box or to write something in hand. Several questions that we would like to share with you are here. So the first question we asked was if our student was able to manage to create a pedigree using this online tool himself. And most of our students managed to do that, so almost 84% didn't need any help and managed to do this themselves, which is very nice, I guess. 16% of our students mentioned that they needed someone's help and that they managed anyway, but they needed someone's help. So the second question was if they plan to use this online tool or while they study at our medical university for different subjects. And we're also very pleased to know that almost 94% of our students answered yes, and they were willing to use this software for different subjects, and they mentioned different disciplines that I guess will be there in the slide later. The third question that we asked was even more important for me as for clinician and as someone who teaches neurology is if they plan to use this program in their future work. All of them are becoming physicians, so if it is a useful tool for medical doctors. And almost two-thirds, actually three-fourths, 76% of our students answered yes, they will be happy to use this product when they work as medical doctors, 21% was not sure, and 3% were sure that they are not happy to use this when they are medical doctors. So here we put the list of classes that our students mentioned. It was an open question, and we asked them, if you say yes, if you say that I'm happy to use this software when I'm a medical student, we asked them to specify the disciplines, the subjects. Most of them, of course, specified these subjects, which were the subjects that we learned already and the subjects when we presented them this pedigree-making software. In the top of the list, we had biology, genetics, and neurology. Some students mentioned other disciplines, and one student mentioned that this software is useful for any clinical discipline he or she can study. Then we asked two classical questions, what you liked and what you didn't like about this software, and here are the most frequent answers. Most of our students, you might remember that we had 33 students here in this pilot study, answered that the best thing they like about it is that it is really easy to use, it is fast, it is functional. Some students mentioned that it's very nice that it's free so far. Six students mentioned that we can get beautiful results and that the chart looks beautiful when we have it done. Among the things that my students did not like, the first position was that this software is English only. But as you saw in the previous slide, all of them managed to how to do that, although not everybody in Russia talks English. There were some other things that my students did not like, but some of them were corrected already, and now we have downloadable version of this software. Now we can save the input, so Boris did his best to make this happen. Then we asked our students how much time did they use for creating their first pedigree. I know that this is a kind of silly question because some pedigrees were very big and some pedigrees were really small. But still, my students mentioned that minimum it was 2 minutes, and for maximum they mentioned 40 minutes. The average that we calculated was about 19 minutes for one pedigree. And there were written comments that it is the fastest they can do in their medical student's life, and they didn't do anything better and more beautiful without using this software before. We asked them to rate the easiness of using this software and their general impression. And we gave them the possibility to rate it from 0 to 10, when 0 was miserable, bad, impossible to manage, I did not manage, up to 10, which is no problem at all, I'm happy, it is outstanding, it is great, I really liked it. So to our question, how easy was it to start using, the average was 8.9, which means that our students were really smart, not that dumb as they look like. And for general impression, also the average was 8.9, which is quite high, and we were very happy with that. But something that made Boris very happy was the thing that all of them liked the result. So that's probably it what I should tell here, and I give the floor to Boris.
That's your students, but some of you got charts with pedigrees. You can keep them. They're all copies of the pedigrees our students created.
And we give informed consent that you can keep them.
Yes, we asked them to use them, and they said, surely you can. And they're actually families of our students. Some of them are really... What happened? Sorry. That's better. Some of them are really nice. He is another one. He is another. This is big one.
I ought to.
Yes. There were several so big that we couldn't print them on the paper. If you remember last year, we were able to print huge pedigree, which was something like what? 10 feet or maybe 15 feet wide, and we put it on a wall in Cork, in Notre Dame. Yes, thank you. We did not do this, but we had huge pedigrees, probably from those who took 40 minutes to create them.
And
Yes. Indian students, everybody has big families, but in India they remember who are their ancestors, who are their siblings, and so on. And they could just sit down and write it down and put it down there. And the nice thing about our software is that you can have as many rows, as many entries as you can. There is.
Yeah,
this is a new feature. I started with making it with. 25 rows, and then Leila wrote me that I'm crazy, not enough, because any self-respected medical doctor would make this much more than this. So I say, okay, let it be as much as you can. Okay, so our main conclusion is that we now have a nice, good company with a lot of nice, good participants, and as long as you are security aware, they behave nicely with each other. And let me remind you about the site. The site is pedigreeverify.com. I really want to show you the phrase which in the beginning of the site, it's from Pearson, and those of you who studied statistics probably know this name. And we tried to do this really easily produced work of art. We wanted it to be we wanted to be not a work of a great labor, because computers should work, people should think, but we wanted to preserve art as much as possible. The site is absolutely free. Well, it has some, so far it has some advertising, but to say the truth, it was a big flop, because for 3 months of advertising we got exactly $5.63. People come to our site, but they are so, but they like it so much they don't click on the advertisements links. Lots of it, and this is free. You can use it. You can tell people about this. And if you write to Leila and me and tell me what we should do, we have a lot of plans to improve this, we probably would be very happy. Okay? Oh, I see you have lots of time for questions. Yes.
So, thank you very much. Questions, comments?
Yeah,
Leila,
where is that book?
Pearson?
Yeah.
It's in his, he actually wrote, it's from one of his papers. He wrote a lot of papers about pedigrees, and he created his own system of pedigree nomenclature. In the last year, we discussed the history of pedigree nomenclature and Pearson's papers about this, and it's in the tugboat. So I don't remember exact reference, but if you look at the tugboat with the results of the Notre Dame conference, you will find the reference. And actually, a lot of people we all know from different areas, like Galton, like Pearson, and so on. A lot of these people actually spend time working with pedigrees, with genetics, with genetical statistics. And if you look at the reference, you will, mathematicians probably find a lot of familiar names there. No, he had a different, he had a different system. There were lots of systems. The first system used, by the way, musical notation. They used half notes and full notes because the printer had musical fonts but didn't have anything else. And the modern notation is, it's American notation of 1920s. In England, they still have they had it up to 70s. They had a different notation. So there was a lecture, Leila did a lecture about this, but the problem is that after this lecture, I forgot it. But you can read it.
Can I download the Royal Family pedigree?
Yes. Yes, you can download the Royal Family family pedigree. It's somewhere in my screenshots. You can go to the screen. You are right. You're absolutely right. If you go to screenshots here, yes, you can find actually. Leila tells me there are two pedigrees here. There is Leila's pedigree, and there is a pedigree of the royal family. Here it is. It's here, and it's huge.
Why are some of these circles and squares filled in?
It's medical thing. Pedigrees are medical tool. They're used to see how certain hereditary disorders go into families. So it's not just who is father of whom. So filled circles are people who have this disease, filled symbols. Symbol with a dot is somebody who is a carrier. There are asymptotic and so on. It's a lot of medical information. And this pedigree actually shows hemophilia in the children, grandchildren of Queen Victoria. So filled circle is hemophiliac.
Right here, but anyway, if something is filled, this means that this subject has this feature. It could be a disease, it could be the color of your eyes, it could be the color of your hair, anything, but it shouldn't be a disease for sure.
It's somebody who has this thing in the feature in the phenotype, because it could be in genotype but not in phenotype. It's a different notation. Yes.
Quick. Actually, this question is probably a little bit more for Layla.
Okay.
I'm curious, as a medical professional who runs into various ethical issues, do you foresee a time where, for example, you know, maybe insurance companies will make you and Boris a multimillionaire by buying this and forcing all of their clients to fill out these pedigree charts and then, you know, raise and cancel people's insurance on the basis of medical histories and so forth? I'm just curious what your thoughts are about the abuse of some of what you've developed.
So Boris made a very good job telling you and making these terms and condition things. And actually, here, if you wish to do something for a publication, for a medical publication, for a medical journal, it's not necessarily to put in the names. You can just put some symbols, you can use acronyms, and Boris didn't show it to you because we didn't have enough time, but you can click either you wish the name to be saved and to be printed, or just the symbol, or just the number, or the year of birth. So it is manageable. We can really protect information, especially because we told our users that this is on web, and this is really your responsibility as a medical professional to keep your patients' rights safe.
You predict that maybe an insurance company might decide to buy the software and then force anybody who wants to get insurance to fill out one of these things, or?
I don't really think so, but they really can do this without this chart. If you are asking about pre-existing conditions and things like that, when somebody buys an insurance, he or she has to mention if he or she knows something about inherited disorders that he or she had in the family. So I don't think that this will make it better or worse for the customers.
Wouldn't this tool, Idris, be used to price insurance more accurately, and therefore it wouldn't? It's not an abuse. It's like everybody's got their cards on the table, and this is how much it should cost. I mean, it's an advance, not an abuse. So I don't know if my question is addressed to you.
I'm not a medical professional, but if I'm allowed to butt in about this, I think the question about this is not a question for physicians or programmers. It's a question for lawgivers. It's a question for the government. In many countries, they now have laws that companies cannot use this information in their decisions about giving you insurance or pricing the insurance, and this is probably a good thing. What we do tools which help physicians, which help research and so on, and it's probably a job of the government to make this not to be abused, because everything could be abused, right?
Yeah, and I should just confirm that this is a tool, and you can use it as, you know, in medicine we have a kind of proverb that you can use a knife for different purposes. You can use a knife for saving a person's life, or you can use a knife for killing a person. So it's the same tool. And as for medical professionals, I see really two great, great, great advantages of this software. It can help me make pedigrees beautiful, and it can make me, and it can help me to make them printable, nice, and I can do it quickly now. Because I dealt a lot with medical pedigrees for 15 years of my life, and each pedigree is really an art. So it took me hours to make a simple pedigree that looks okay, but these ones are really beautiful.
You talk about the pedigrees looking beautiful, and I know that automating something like this is often much more complicated than what the output looks like. Can you comment on the complexities of the algorithm?
Okay, again, there is a paper in Tugboat. Very quickly, because we are running out of time, there is a classical algorithm of making rooted trees. Rooted trees is when you have root and go back. When we started doing this, we understood that pedigrees are not rooted trees. You can have several roots, so we created an algorithm. The problem, okay, now it works. The problem with this algorithm is that we have consanguinic marriages, and it means that graph is not necessarily a tree from the mathematical point of view. It could be any graph. And if you know mathematics, graph theory, it means that you can make a pedigree that it's impossible to draw without self-intersections. Right now, I have a hack inside this program which makes consanguinic marriages in, okay, let me say 80 or 90% cases somehow. I can improve it. I have some ideas how to make it better, some better algorithms. So in many cases, yes, but because people sometimes marry their relatives, my life is difficult.